Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for the week of Monday, November 8th for AgDaily.com. We're starting off the week here. We've got beans currently down 10, 11 cents, corn's down 2 cents, wheat's down a quarter of a cent. The technicals on the markets look terrible. Obviously, we have the reports tomorrow. That's going to be the biggest feature. The average guess on corn yield is 176.8. versus 176.5. The guess on beans is 151.9 versus 51.5. So the corn's up 3 tenths, beans are up 4 tenths. I think the corn's high, I think the beans are a little bit low. Technically, the markets look very weak to me, but you know, with the report tomorrow, anything can happen out here. We've got good weather in Brazil. We've had good harvest weather all weekend, and we should continue through Tuesday, and then we start to get some rains in the Midwest that'll slow down harvest. But I think we're far enough along now. I don't think anybody's going to be all that concerned with it. So I think we're going to see big numbers on corn harvest and bean harvest on tonight's reports. We've got crop, the export inspections at 10 o'clock. It should be decent numbers this time of year, corn, beans. Not so much the wheat, but we still need to see a lot of Chinese buying, which we haven't seen out here. We had a sale this morning of 150,000 metric tons of corn to Colombia, but this isn't what this market needs. What this market needs is big Chinese buying in both corn and beans. You know, the Chinese are buying some of both, but not nearly what they should be buying this time of year. I think it's important to know that up till today, Brazilian beans were actually cheaper than U.S. beans. Usually at harvest, U.S. beans are a lot cheaper. American farmers have been holding on to them. And with the freight rates coming down, the dollar as strong as it is, it's up over 94 cents here today. You know, it just doesn't make for a good export environment out here. So unless the reports were a shock to the bull side, I think with the funds are long a lot more corn than anybody thought. I thought they were long about 250,000 contracts. Turns out after Friday, I think they're long about 295. They're short 27,000 wheat. They're long 18,000 beans. They're a little bit longer there than we thought. They're short 14 meal. They're still long 58,000 oil. So oil could certainly break hard. Corn could break hard if there's a bearish report out here. I really don't see much else. Crude oil is up 38 to start the week here. Crude oil's put in some huge up and downs. And last week we were a $4 rally, then we had a $5 break, then a $4 rally. I mean, it's been all over the board. But usually strong volatility indicates a market top or a market bottom. I think that's what we're seeing out here. Oat market certainly looks like it's made its top to me. Minneapolis looks like it's made its top to me. So oats and Minneapolis wheat were really the ones that were scary for everybody out here. And they're certainly giving me some sell signals here this morning. So, you know, none of this really matters, though, until we see the report. We've had too many surprise reports out here for anybody to make a definitive statement that any of these markets are over or any of these markets are made. Because the government's going to do what the government wants to do. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.